The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
To heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
I got hairy legs, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
And thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper.
Because I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Happy Easter weekend, everybody. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We are the Financial Guys back in studio, and really appreciate all the well wishes last week for my birthday. I do want to just say thank you to everybody. I got all kinds of text messages out of the blue. I try to downplay it because I'm not a big fan of getting old. You know, it's like, sorry about that. There's the Wookiee again. Let's get rid of that.
That was appropriate timing. I thought Frank did that. Yeah. I thought Frank did that for your birthday.
Yeah. He gets out sometimes. Anyway, so happy Easter weekend, everybody, and hope
we
all
actually
is well.
Sang for you, but
yeah, I did miss that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Hayflick and I did.
I heard. Well, Hayflick's spectacular when it comes to singing. He's got the best. He's our ringer when it comes to. We have like ringers for
when
golf.
When it comes to Financial Guys karaoke.
Ringers for singing. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly, for sure. So yeah,
we didn't have any mixed drinks in us last week, though.
A little different doing the radio show versus that Saturday night out. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So. Anyway, we are going to take calls and questions today, folks. If you want to join us, certainly give us a call here on the air. 1-800-616-9236 is the number to join us. 1-800-616-9236. This is the show where money meets politics. We are going to talk both today. Probably going to talk a little bit about the tax rates and some of the proposals from the Biden administration. I mean, there's like $6 trillion of proposals on the table on top of the $1.9 trillion they already passed.
Well, the infrastructure bill is just a Green New Deal.
Most
of it's going to research and development. So let me get this straight. We're going to build infrastructure, but most of it's going to research and development. Okay. All right. What a joke. An absolute joke. And he comes out this week and goes, no, higher taxes won't slow down the economy. And
no.
And I love that. I think it was CNBC said, I think most of the CEOs are sort of torn whether they want increases or not. Yeah. Which CEO out there says, I'd really like higher taxes? Yeah. I think the government can spend my money better than I can. Like, give me a break. There's not one CEO outside. Well, no. I shouldn't say that. There's a few that have figured out a way to master the system. We talk about this all the time. Warren Buffett is a dirtbag. He's a total dirtbag. He's an absolute dirtbag. He said, you should pay higher income taxes, but yet I've got all my money in capital, and yet I'm going to ask for your income taxes when I come to town, even though I'm saying I can afford, he's got billions of dollars, I can afford to write the check. I'm going to ask the town of Amherst for money. Mm-hmm. Oh, I get
exactly.
it. Okay, so he's figured out a way to master it, right? The Obamas have done that, a wonderful job of mastering the system, right? I'm going to increase tax rates, and he says, I'm willing to pay. I'd be willing to pay more on my income. Sure, you would be willing to pay more on your income.
Right.
You know why? Because that's your business. Your business is preaching to mental midgets, saying you're going to help them, and you don't.
Right.
And then they give you more money.
Yep.
And so what? You paid an extra 5 or 6% on tax rates.
But if
you made $100 million out of it.
Yeah, but if you're Obama, you could just do a couple speeches. You can get it. You can just sign a. If you like, even Hunter Biden, you can sign like a $5 million book deal.
Right.
Just like that.
Right. My point.
But
very people. Why not? Right.
Like even if it doesn't sell. How much did Cuomo get from the book deal that didn't sell at all, right? How many millions of dollars, seriously, how many millions of dollars did Cuomo get for the book deal that somebody else wrote on his behalf?
Until they stopped it?
Until they stopped the production of it, yeah.
So that's the final chapter where he had the worst results.
Right, yeah. They had to add that back in. It was tough. Yeah, we choose not to print this anymore. We'll just look the other way now. Yeah.
And then of course, all the women coming out, we couldn't, how many chapters do you need for that? One, two, three, ten?
That's a whole separate book. Yeah. That's like a Dr. Seuss book. Yeah. One fish, two fish, three fish, four fish. Or
no Dr. Seuss. No Dr. Seuss.
You can have Andrew Cuomo harassing women left, right, and center, but you can't have Dr. Seuss with green eggs and ham.
Not a problem.
All right, if you want to to join us again, 1-800-616-9236. We are going to open the phone lines. We do have some special guests joining us today, including Stefan Mihailu. I can't believe... Look, I spend a lot of time in Florida, folks. I go back and forth, and lately more forth than back, to be honest. And it's a different world in Florida. If you haven't left New York, if you've been stuck there the whole time...
Get out.
I mean, I gotta be honest. It's not like the abuse and the just the constant harassment from your politicians, the tyranny. I mean, now you got to make a reservation to go to church tomorrow in Florida. By guess what?
Churches
are wide open.
Yeah, they go to
They've been wide open since August.
So are restaurants.
And guess who's got better numbers in New York? Yeah. Florida does.
Everybody.
And we have a year. Everybody.
everybody.
What's amazing, and we'll talk a bit about this today, is we now have the benefit of hindsight.
Yeah.
Right? Hindsight's 2020, right? We can look back very clearly and say, here's the policies that worked, and here's the policies that didn't.
Shutting down and destroying your economy didn't work.
I don't see how you can make the opposite argument,
no,
Mike.
You can't.
I don't see how you could look at it and say...
They don't. You know what they do? They say it made them feel better.
But it didn't make them healthier.
No.
It didn't save lives
they
claimed it
costing,
would.
Costing lives. It's going to cost way more lives. We said it from day one, spot on right. It's going to cost way more lives. From depression, anxiety, suicides, drug overdoses are way up in those communities. And it's just starting, folks, by the way. That these economies are not going to come back. It's funny. I don't know how I stumbled on this, but it was Poloncarz's inauguration speech or whatever. When he gets reelected into office, And it was Higgins talking about how great the two of them were doing in bringing back Erie County. It's the first time in 40 years. And, of course, they list off all the Democrats that have just – this is amazing. This is really amazing, the growth of Erie County. Any of that positive momentum, they absolutely wiped out with COVID. Any of it. Wait a minute. They wouldn't have any control over COVID. Neither did the rest of the country.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have had that momentum without Pegula.
Oh, no doubt.
And people like Carl Palladino.
But think about that little bit of hope where you say, the waterfront's coming back and all this stuff gone. Gone. These restaurants are gone. Yeah, they're not coming back, right? The next thing they're going to wipe out if they don't stop now is banquet facilities. Watch and see. They will not make it another season. They need the summers.
Well, the thing is, again, what's astonishing to me, it just really is amazing, is that you have the benefit of hindsight.
Yes.
You cannot say, and you have the data, right? Remember, very famously, before Christmas, King Cuomo accidentally released the numbers, right? He put the screen up, that famous screen now, right? That will go down in infamy, where it said 1.6% of cases coming from bars and restaurants, right? Yet 74% of cases coming from people that were staying on lockdown. Yeah. Whether you look at Sweden versus Italy versus France versus Spain, I love it when they say Sweden. They compare it to Finland, right? Where nobody goes outside ever anyways, right? Well, Finland did better than Sweden. Yeah. Sweden, on average, did better than most of Europe, okay? Did they do the best? Yeah. They weren't the best, but they weren't the worst.
I'll tell you what, they did a lot better than New York. Better than New York. Right?
But again, you know, Florida's not the best, it's not the worst, but again, as we've said from day one, you could have COVID and you could have an economy, or you could have COVID and you could destroy your economy.
All the things that they did with trying to hide from COVID, it absolutely did zero in stopping the rollout
you've got the benefit of hindsight now to look at the data. All this, you don't hear him say follow the facts, follow the science much anymore, do you?
No.
Right. And by the way, half of the facts and the science, they just made up. Yeah. Right. There's no data to say 6 feet feet apart is the right distance. Right. They did. What do they do? Well, put a mask on a mannequin head and we'll blow smoke through its mouth. That's a middle school science project, folks.
Yeah.
That's not a medical study. Right. They're just now finally getting to some actual medical studies. Yeah. But when it comes to, now it's 3 feet. Who made that up?
Well, look,
now it's 6. How about 4.5? Do I hear 4.25? Anybody 4.25? I mean, this is so ridiculous.
By the way, in the state of Florida, the schools are now wiping that out. They're just going
They
back
have been
to
wide open since September 1.
They still have followed a little bit of the mask rule with the 6-foot
the mask
and the 3-foot
rule.
And now the head of the Florida educational system is saying, I think we're just going to go back to normal. We're going to start to open up everything. Why? Because we know that, as you pointed out before, 75% of people that got COVID actually wore a mask.
Yeah.
And we had frontline COVID doctor, Dr. Erickson, on here talking about how he thinks people are going to get more COVID with the mask only because they're going to touch stuff, then touch their mask and put it on and inhale that beautiful stuff.
Well, the CDC backs that
up. Yeah.
I mean, the CDC basically...
Over 26 studies showing how useless the mask was.
The CDC back in August released a study that said 70% of people that reported to always wear a mask and 16% that most often wore a mask, or 14%, something like that.
Yep.
Rough numbers, it came out to be 85% of cases that were coming in were people that always or almost always wore a mask, while only like 3% were coming in for people that never wore a mask, right? So they have the data, folks. There's something else afoot here, okay? Has nothing to do with the virus anymore.
All
it has
control.
Everything to do with China Joe. And now you're getting these, and we're going to play some clips, these social credits, right? It's like China's social credit system, right? If you are on a bad political side, if you disagree with the Communist Party, you get negative social credits. They'll take away your ability to do commerce. Mm. They'll take away your ability to go to stadiums.
Well, that wouldn't happen here.
No.
They wouldn't create some kind of a pass where you've got to show this before you're awarded the chance to go to a Bills game, would they?
That's coming fast and furious.
No.
So.
What would we call that if they did? An Excelsior pass or something?
Something like that, maybe. Yeah, the I'm telling you, the global elitists are on the march, folks, and this is the hill to die on.
Oh,
I will assure you of that.
Yeah, when
Republicans hear me loud and clear.
You business owners.
This is the hill draw the line in the sand right now.
Starts with you other business
owners,
doubt. By the way. It starts with you other business owners to start to step up and say enough is enough.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I said this week in and week out. I can't imagine. I will assure you, folks, if Mike and Glenn owned a restaurant, it would have been open 100%. If they took my liquor license, I would be selling liquor. I'd be going down the store, picking up cases of beer, and I'd be selling them anyways. They would not stop us. They would absolutely not stop us.
Crazy.
They have destroyed businesses for no reason at all. They have the data. They don't care about it. And by the way, we'll listen to Stefan. Let's take a quick break. We'll listen to him on the other side of the break. You'll see some of the leadership in this local community, and here's what they're thinking. I mean, this is really scary. Please stay with us, because we're going to talk with Stefan about Dr. Gail Bernstein, who by the way, has made extra hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars by causing fear in this community, you know, continuing to fan the flames of fear and the BS of COVID and the lie. It has been a lie. Is COVID a lie? No. The way we've handled COVID, the way they've said
they're using it.
Head of CDC, it's a doomsday. How could it be doomsday?
Yeah.
How we've got 70, 80, we are now at 80%. We're at 80% of the country. The doomsday.
Was it doomsday? No, it wasn't doomsday. It was.
We'll find it.
We got to find that clip. It was priceless.
80% of the country has either been vaccinated with one vaccine, which, by the way, they figure one vaccine is almost like 80%. effective against it, right? And so you've got 80% of the country has either had it or at least had one vaccine. How in the world are we going to go through another spike? Who's left?
Nobody.
Right. I mean,
well, it's a variance. It's a variance.
Yeah,
we're going to everyone's going to get it all over again, right?
Yeah, and
these mutant strains.
That's where
now.
It's got to stop, folks, because they will not stop.
No,
until you
stop.
Step up and say enough is enough. I'm done with my mask. They will continue
impending
to ram
doom.
It right
Thank
down
you, Mr. Spiraza. Impending doom.
Yeah, impending doom. Who says that? As a leader, impending doom.
Impending doom.
80% of the country. 80% of the country's either had it or been vaccinated. Now we're going to run.
Oh Lord.
Okay.
All right, we got to take a very short break, folks. We'll be back on the other side.
Don't miss this interview with
Stefan,
by the way.
Turn the dial. Yeah. If you want to join us after that, 1-800-616-9236. You've got the Financial Guys. We'll be right back on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at *930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back. We've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, live in studio here. Happy Easter again, everybody. I'm just laughing my butt off. I was queuing up the video of Stefan to intro Stefan Mihailu, and I'm going to play a bit of it before we bring him on. And
folks, if you haven't heard this by the way, these are the leaders that are running Erie County now, right? Now you're going to be shocked at this. 1,000 people a day are moving to Florida. Every 2.5 hours, somebody is leaving Western New York. And this is why. This is why. This is what we're doing now. So you got the health department sneaking in the back door of restaurants and salons and gyms, trying to find them, trying to put them out of business.
Catch them.
Yeah,
gotta catch
just
them.
To catch them.
Gotta catch them.
Right, but
no transmissions
the
there, right? No spread there.
Here's what the leadership's doing, and once again, thank you for Stefan. We're going to bring him on here in a second, but he put together this video clip, and I think it's important to play it first. I know. Let's play it. Nobody wants to hear me. Let's play it.
While Erie County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein racked up $183,000 in overtime last year, she shut down businesses and fined many tens of thousands of dollars for people coming together in close, confined spaces.
Oh, you can't do that.
Schools are still closed, and there's a lot of restrictions on churches, bars, and restaurants this Easter weekend. So what is Dr. Burstein doing on Holy Thursday and Good Friday, two of the holiest days of the Christian year?
I would think
she's staying
asking at home.
People to gather and congregate at her public
no.
health fair at the Broadway Market,
no.
where she's giving out condoms and Narcan.
Oh, Narcan.
Providing good health education around sexual health care. We're going to be giving out condoms. Ah. We're going to give out masks. We're going to be training and giving out free Narcan kits.
No problem encouraging
hey,
people to gather together in large groups, as long as it's a government-sponsored condom and Narcan giveaway on Holy Thursday and Good Friday.
As you're on your way to get your buttered lamb, you can pick up some Narcan.
Yay! Oh, my God. You cannot make this stuff up, folks.
As you're waiting to get your buttered lamb. First of all, why do you need condoms if you have to wear a mask? I don't think it's going to go far.
Oh, my Lord.
Unbelievable.
On
this
your
is
way
our
to
leadership.
Pick up your buttered lamb, you can pick up your Narcan.
No way. And
oh,
we paid
boy.
Her an extra few $100,000.
That's right. All right, we have to bring on Stefan Mihailu. Stefan, how are you? Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, bud.
Thanks, guys. Happy Easter to you both.
How do you keep your sanity when you have to work with folks like this in Erie County? It's almost like a Saturday Night Live bit. Like,
it
hey,
really
pick
is.
Up your pick up your buttered lamb and some Narcan. Like, really?
Nothing says the holiest weekend of the year for Catholics like a condom giveaway, right?
Well,
I mean, seriously.
If you think about the government's message, and I'm not being flippant about it, but their message is on Good Friday, the holiest day of the entire Christian calendar, if you have sex, take drugs, and overdose, don't worry. Erie County taxpayers will provide your condoms and your Narcan and resurrect yourself on Good Friday.
And top it off with a good old gathering to get it, right? Now, if you want to hang out with your family and friends, God forbid it's an extended family, you're not allowed to do that. But if you're willing to congregate in the Broadway Market where there's condoms and Narcan, you're just fine. That's fine.
I'm telling you, there is an all-out assault on traditional values, American values, conservative Christian values. I mean, I'm just appalled.
Yeah.
You couldn't have done it next weekend? You couldn't have done it on Dingus Day,
right?
You couldn't have had the, you can't have a Dingus Day parade.
Yeah.
You could have handed out condoms there.
Right.
Well, and there's no doubt they picked the Broadway Market at Easter season as a choice of a location to give out condoms and Narcans. Why? Because it's the most popular place in all of Erie County. There's going to be tons of people there. So the same health department just put out regulations on Good Friday saying, do not travel, do not gather with a large group of people in your home for Easter, but because we are giving out condoms and Narcan on Good Friday, everybody rush to the Broadway Market and come to our health fair.
Do they not hear themselves, Stefan? I mean, do they not just, are they so tone deaf that they're not aware of their own actions?
Oh, I don't think they care. I mean, look at the overtime. I mean, we're going to be issuing another report looking at COVID-related overtime for 2021, and the gravy train keeps on rolling.
Yeah, they don't care.
Our health commissioner. No, because they're...
No, they don't care.
Yeah, but they're going to retire at three high years, and taxpayers in New York State are paying for the highest average of your 3 years in salary. That's what your pension is based on, so they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, they don't care, and there's not enough of an uproaring to stop it. Right. I mean, again, I continue to say this. I think I have been on more conference calls trying to open up restaurants than some of the restaurant owners have. It's time to open up. It's time
They're
to
just petrified.
Business owners need to get together and say enough is enough. I'm not requiring face diapers for you to walk into my store. It's not their business, right? It's amazing how, my body, my choice, unless, it's COVID, and then it's your body and it's my choice. It's unreal. Unreal that more people aren't just outraged with this. Outraged. And then now we've got hundreds of thousands of extra millions of extra dollars being spent. You've caught them buying themselves pork chops, which Dave McKinley, we got to play that clip. That was hilarious. Calling out Mark the other day. I mean, all kinds of extra overtime, and this is what they're doing. This is, by the way, she's not buying the condoms, right? Our tax money's buying the condoms. She's not buying the Narcan. Our tax money's going to that, right?
Absolutely. These are public tax dollars being used. I mean, even for Easter Mass this weekend, you know, my family lives in the village of Hamburg. Our church is Saints Peter and Paul right in the village. We had to call and reserve tickets to go to Easter Mass because they're so afraid of the health department coming in and shutting down a church. And yet they can encourage huge crowds at the Broadway Market to give out condoms and Narcan that are paid for with
dollars. I'm just shocked, Stefan, that the churches haven't gotten together and said no more. I mean, there's the Supreme Court decisions that give them protection, that allow them to open. And yet they're still playing about, you know, going by this. Honest to God, this is, to me, is coming, you know, right out of the communist playbook. These are the globalist elites, right? These are people like, you know, a Xi Jinping, right? You just see it with the masks, the mandates, the lockdowns.
Yep.
And the Democrats are too, you know, unfortunately, that's good. That whole cancer will destroy everyone. Yeah, on the right, on the left.
The monster will get everybody. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just amazed that more people are not willing to stand up. Even a year later, with the benefit of hindsight, are not willing to stand up and say no more.
Right.
Well, because the federal government keeps printing money. I mean, last year they gave Erie County $160 million. This year we're getting another $180 million. Everyone's getting, you know, checks from the government, and I think it's by design that you give up a lot of individual liberties, closing schools, closing churches, and make everyone dependent on the government. Yeah.
That's right.
So $1,400 is all it took for you to not educate your kids. Nice job. Congratulations, America. Good work. Nice job.
You got it twice.
All right, Stefan. Yeah. Thank you for
– Hey, thanks for keeping up the good fight there, my friend.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. All right, we got to take a very short break, folks. If you want to join us on the other side, we'll open the phone lines wide open, 1-800-616-9236. Stay tuned. You've got the Financial Guys. We'll be right back here on the other side of the break.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930.
Alrighty, welcome back, Financial Guys. And if you need us throughout the week, folks, we do manage money for a living. If you think like us, please use us as a resource. You can call us at the office at 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS. 346-4897, 833-FIN-GUYS. Or go to our website at thefinancialguys.com where you'll find everything that we do. We are a one-stop financial shop. And for those of you that are regular listeners, you'll know that we have folks like Mike Sparazza on here talking about home and auto. We'll get to him in a little bit. We have estate planning folks that we bring on. We have retirement income planners like Mike Hayflick, who's been on frequently, is becoming a great fill-in host for us, doing the after show as well. Don't miss that. They've got some great guests. They have been landing, by the way,
today's after digress, show is awesome.
Holy smokes. I mean, they're showing us up on some of the guests they're landing on their shows.
Today is really Florida phenomenal. Sheriff Chris Noko. So
you're not going to want to miss
3:15-ish Facebook Live. So make sure you like us on Facebook. But absolutely. Florida Sheriff Chris Noko, he's been popular. Yep. I think he's been on Fox News and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, not going to miss that.
Yep.
Medicare, of course, we did as well. Health insurance and much, much more. You can always use us as a resource. Give us a call at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, or go to our website again, thefinancialguys.com. All right, before we go to the going through the phones, I want to bring up a special guest, Paul Mayer, who has a special program to Retree Western New York. And I wanted to bring him up because, you know, Mike and I, of course, are both outdoorsmen. We love the outdoors, whether it be fishing or just the outdoors in general. And, you know, Western New York, you know, has, whether it be the emerald ash borer or, you know, the elm disease we had, you know, back in the
October
70s.
Storm was what
October Storm.
Actually, that's how this group formed. But so. I think it's actually one of the biggest planning mistakes that Erie County has made. I think Rochester's done a much nicer, better job of it. But, you know, to me, we have an office in Jupiter, Florida. And I always talk about the planning committee in Jupiter, Florida, much better job. They didn't knock down every tree. When you drive down Transit Road in Jupiter, Florida, they've kept and lined and lined the main, you know, drives as you drive around. And every time I bring people down to our office down there, they'll say, oh, it's beautiful here. And I'll say, well, they just did, you know, they allowed some of the trees to stay instead of just knocking down everything and making it, you know, concrete.
Cutting a, you know, putting a tree in that takes 400 years.
And by the way, the Walmarts were fine with it. Hey, you just want us to plant a bunch of trees and you can we can put the parking lot behind Walmart in front of it. No problem. We'll get through the permits and inspection and all that stuff. But simple things that, both Democrats and Republicans, I think, could have agreed with, but we didn't. So anyways, Paul, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. How are you guys?
I'm great. Fantastic. Now, you guys have planted, how many trees have you planted since the October storm?
Well, the effect is of over 60,000, but we, with our volunteers, planted 30,000.
Wow.
We set out to do with our volunteers is every time they plant a tree, we ask the municipality to plant a tree. So it's a double effort, which works great.
Now, it's been a lot of focus on the city itself. Have you started that reach out into the suburbs?
Well, actually, just the opposite. We finished all the suburbs many years ago. They were not as badly hit in terms of the fact that, you know, they actually have a pretty good budget for tree replanting and their own people to do it. So now Buffalo, the city, really needs the attention, and that's what we've been doing for the last few years. So we really focus on Buffalo. If you drive down the streets, which Buffalo was once known for its trees, it's called the City of Trees, actually one of the nicknames, you don't see as much as you used to. So we're out to not only, of course, replace the storm trees, which we feel we kind of already did back in 2019, but we're out to really fill in those gaps where it's just it's needed. You know, it really makes a big difference on the look of the street when you've got
any neighborhood that has a nice tree line as you drive down it. It is a totally different representation of that neighborhood. Really, truly. I grew up in Depew, and I know the street that we lived on. It's just sad to see it. You know, I remember growing up as a kid.
They clear cut everything.
Yeah, and it was trees all the way down. It was beautiful. And everybody loses that tree and just never replants another one. Just one. Right? Yeah. And it is a totally different look. And I really do. You drive down, as you said, some of the more beautiful neighborhoods down around the city of Buffalo, and it's treed. It's just how do people get involved in helping you guys if they want to get involved, whether it's through fundraisers you're doing or just helping, you know, donate their time, whatever it is?
Well, the most that we could use right now is funding. You know, after this, believe it or not, it's 15 years since that storm hit back in October of 2006. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the interest starts to wane after a while. It's like, well, you know, okay now, so we'll do other things. And I totally get that. We've never wanted to replace another charity with what we do. We feel, you know, we're kind of secondary. It should be going to, you know, kids with afflictions or, you know, other things that that need to raise money. They need to raise money for. But, you know, that's the most urgent need now is to raise funds for us. And we use it very efficiently. None of us get paid. None of us. We're all volunteers. So the money truly goes to buy trees, stakes, and ties. That's it. So if anybody donates to us, we appreciate it, and we'll really make their money go a long, long way. We also get good prices for trees because we've got so many great growers in the area that appreciate what we do. So
what's the website there?
As far as volunteers, we're going to do a big, big deal this November because it'll be the 15th year. We're actually going to set our sights on really planting during that time. So the big push will be then. So anybody that wants to help certainly can volunteer. Go to retreewny.org, which is retreewny.org, and click it on and get a hold of me. Or they can call me on my cell phone, too. I love to talk to people, so they can always call me at 553-4061 if they want to either donate or volunteer, or if they have a particular need for a particular area of the city that they think should be done, or you know, those sorts of things. I'm happy to chat with them about that.
Perfect.
Terrific. Thank you so much for joining us, Paul. I really appreciate it.
553-4061. Thanks, Paul.
And thanks for having me on. Take care.
Take care. Thank you so much. All right, let's stick with the phones, try to see if we can't clean some of them up. If somebody hangs up, that'll be your cue to call in. We do have a full bank of lines. Let's go to, let's see here, Jerry in Getzville. You are the first up today. How are you, Gary? Or Jerry, I'm sorry.
I said, I look forward to your show every week. And just a few quick things here, and I'll get off. You know, polling cards, I'm so sick of looking at his mug. He's such a sourpuss. I know 90-year-old people's got a brighter look on their face than him. You know, that's one thing, guys.
Because he can't go out golfing with his mates as much or hockey anymore now, so you'd be mad too.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I just even on the ice, guy's just a Grinch year-long.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, we took away his favorite two things, golfing and hockey, who he seemed to be just fine with doing with his mates maskless until...
Yep. Held him accountable to the same rules he was holding everybody else by, right? He didn't like that too much.
Yeah, and,
I wonder if he'll be at the Broadway Market for the condom handing.
Sure.
And the Narcan
you're event. You're in Florida, you know. One concern I would have is... Do the New Yorkers or the blue states go down there and eventually going to ruin it down there?
I will say the studies are showing the opposite, that the state of Florida is getting redder and redder, that more and more folks that are leaving New York are fed up, and they're just saying, you know what, it's not about weather anymore. I'm sick and tired of the big spend governments. I'm sick and tired of the Mark Polin cars as they tell me I've got to wear a face diaper, and then they're out with their mates without one, and they're sick of it. So the studies are actually showing the opposite. Now, that being said, I don't know about Texas. That would concern me because of all the left-wing nut jobs that have left places like L.A., but I can tell you the studies are showing that Florida's turning more and more conservative.
Well, let's hope that stays.
Well, and lastly, get out of here. You know, I wonder how Mr. Mihailu's got it right. You keep getting free money. I'm with you. Why do the business owners don't stand up? And lastly, Brian Kemp, I just would like someone to ask him, how do you like it now that you didn't get Trump's back? You have the game not going to be played there, you know?
Yeah, I would tell them to keep their game, by the way. I'd say you keep it.
Yeah, keep it.
The conservatives need to start doing exactly. See, these left-wing nutjobs are relentless. They are relentless. They'll continue to grind and grind and grind. Conservatives need to stand up and do the same for our freedoms, right?
Yeah.
It's time to say enough is enough. I'm not wearing a face diaper anymore. I'm opening my business, and you're not going to come in and stop me. It's time for folks to fight back. It's time for conservatives to
fight back. Well, this cancel culture, though, I mean, you know, he butters up to the Democrats thinking that somehow he's going to curry favor. How does that work out?
Yeah.
It never works out.
Ever. They don't care. They never negotiate. They never negotiate. They go right at it. And what they do is they plant these seeds and come right back around to try to let that tree grow. Obamacare is another one. Don't think for a second Obamacare is dead. The Republicans, shame on them for not smashing every bit of that in the first 2 years of Trump. They will come back just like the Community Reinvestment Act, and they will come back and water that thing, and it'll end up costing us trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars.
Yep.
You know, and I'll tell you, I'm sorry the D.C. cop was hurt or anybody else got hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know what was behind the guy's motive or anything yet, but.
I'll tell you what it was. He was a Muslim extremist is what it looks like.
Yeah. And thank you, guys. I'll listen.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you for the call, Jerry. I really appreciate it. You know, unfortunately, with the Capitol, the latest attack, you know, the media jumps right to, there you go. Like
Trump supporter. Yep.
Trump supporter. And then it turns out that, he's actually a Louis Farrakhan supporter, the Nation of Islam, and that whole thing. And, you know.
And that story quick.
Yeah, that goes away. Same thing in Colorado. That story went away real quick, and it didn't fit the narrative. No. But, Atlanta fits the narrative, so run with that.
Yeah.
Even though the narrative, the guy said, I didn't target Asian folks, but yet that fit their narrative, so they just make it up. Look, the thing is,
Major League
propaganda,
polling,
who cares?
Yeah, right. Polling,
it's not even, first of all, the voter ID law, one of the things that people are upset about is you can't hand out waters
in line.
You
can't feed them.
Well, guess what?
Should you be feeding people to vote?
No.
Really?
No, that's the problem, right?
They can bring their own
water, right? Like, oh my God, you're torturing people online.
Yeah, right.
Pack a cooler.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Really?
All right.
Really?
Unreal. Yeah. Let's go to Eddie in Buffalo. Hi, Eddie. How are you?
How are you guys?
Good. Fantastic. Thanks.
Listen, I just want to say for any of the Catholics out there that are upset about the condoms being handed out, the condoms that the Erie County Health Department has been using are sanctioned by the church because they have a hole in them. Actually, three holes, actually one.
Probably going to make some people think twice already.
Who's going to the Broadway Market for free condoms? I want to know. Like, who watches her and says, huh?
Oh, I should show up there.
Honey, we got to stop by.
You know what? I was on my way to get the butter lamb. I will stop by and get some Narcan.
I will get some condoms. Yes.
So look, this parade is absolutely going on.
Good.
You know, the county health department has threatened us numerous times with $15,000 fines and using law enforcement to shut us down. And we have taken every single precaution necessary. We've listened, you know.
What are the precautions you need to take, though? I mean, we're at 80% herd immunity right now. To me, this is ridiculous. Allow people to start making their own choices, right? I mean, if I want to go out without a face diaper on, right. I'm going to go out without a face diaper on, right? And by the way, the fines, forget it. Stefan has already said he's going to give you 100 years to start paying them. They're gone.
Right.
I mean, start living our lives. If you're afraid of the flu, stay at home. Hide in your house.
No one said you have to show up at the Dingus Day Parade.
Right.
Right?
Stop. I mean, it's ridiculous. All of us conservatives need to start to step up and fight. And I'm not saying, look, if you want to take safety precautions, wrap a face diaper around your head 15 times.
Not just the conservatives.
I'm not doing it.
The liberals need to stand up, too, because, again, they're taking your rights, too.
Oh, yeah, they don't get that.
You understand?
They don't get that, though. No, they don't get that.
All right, Eddie, what do you guys have to do? Like, are you staying in cars? What are you guys doing?
Well, they won't let us walk, so everyone has to be in a vehicle.
God forbid you get some exercise, huh, Eddie?
Exactly. They won't close off the streets for us, so we're only going to be on one side of the street. I guess technically it's billed as a motorcade because they're motorized vehicles. But we're live streaming the event because they were all concerned about thousands of spectators showing up. But the logic, common sense will tell you that thousands won't show up. In the past, we've had venues in this neighborhood that have accommodated up to 15,000 people. They're all shut down. None of those venues are operating. And we also had a buses that were bringing people in from outlying areas into the historic Florida district to witness the parade. That won't exist because they won't allow us to do that. So
this is never going to end until conservatives stand up and just start living their lives.
Communists don't give up power unless you rip it out of their hands.
It is never going to end.
This is what this is, folks. This is not normal.
As soon as I continue to hear, well, we're going to take the safety precautions. Why? What safety precautions do you need to take? Let people take their own safety precautions.
You guys should all show up and walk down the street by the thousands, Eddie. That's my suggestion. Show up by the thousands and walk down the street holding hands.
Rather than use the term safety precautions, you're right. I should say the executive-ordered governmental mandate.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
There you go. That's perfect.
There you go, because the safety precautions didn't work. The safety precautions made people sicker. 75% of people that got COVID did exactly what Andrew Cuomo told them to do, which is hide in their house.
Only 74, really.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
74.
Right.
74. Let's make sure we get that right. Because some liberal will share with us.
Take vitamin D, take zinc. And eat healthy, take care of your body. I love these people that are all concerned about safety precautions and going to get vaccines and whatever, or not going out of their house, but they're 150 pounds overweight and they're smoking,
That's right.
That's
Eddie.
That's right. They're not going to die of COVID. They're going to die of diabetes.
They're telling you how you should live their life as they're picking up like a whole bucket of fried chicken. Yeah,
absolutely. And by the way, they got pushed to the front of the line for the vaccine.
That's right.
Oh, you're overweight? You didn't take care of yourself? Well, we'll bring you up first.
Again, that's their choice. I'm cool with their choice. That's fine. I want to make my choice. That means I want to walk in a parade. Eddie, I wish you guys the best of luck. I hope the parade goes great, and I hope they leave you alone.
Let me just say this: that the spirit of Dingus is all about renewal, rebirth, and resurrection. That is what Dingus is all about. It's not a day; it's a state of mind. And there's nothing more appropriate than this Dingus Day spirit to usher in this reawakening of humanity. It's time that we get back on with life and just We're almost at the end, folks. This war.
Time to burn the face. I don't think we're at the end.
No,
by the way.
I don't know about
until,
that. Not
until
New York.
Until the 70 million or 80 million plus people that voted for Trump say enough is enough. Mm-hmm. I'm living my life. Again, you want to take safety precautions and wrap a face diaper around your head? You should do that. You should write. You can wrap 30 of them around your head. If you want to buy them to match your clothes, have at it, right?
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do.
I think 30 was actually the latest CDC recommendation from Dr. Fauci.
30 face diapers?
It was, yeah.
35. I like
Eddie,
the,
thank you so much.
I like the matching
Take
ones.
Take care,
now,
buddy. Have
people
a happy,
buy matching. But before, I know we got to take a real quick break. I do want to give Russ Thompson a plug. Did you see this, by the way?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Firepitsandstuff.com. Russ makes the coolest fire pits.
Can't go out anymore. I must do something at home, right?
Absolutely. No, right. Right.
Hey, I mean, seriously.
Hey, look, Erie County wiped out.
Can't go to the bar on the fireplace.
So. Two-thirds of the restaurant. So just make your own in the back. I will say this. These are not junk. And what I mean by that is you buy some of these fire pits and they're just garbage.
Yeah.
And literally you get like a half a season out of them and they
rust,
melt in your backyard.
Right through,
yeah. These are awesome, big-time firepitsandstuff.com. So. And you know, of course, you'd be supporting a conservative business. I think that's important. We say it all the time.
We're
if you think like us, we need to step up as conservatives and start working together. I'm sorry. If you're a liberal and you own a business, I'm taking my home and auto from you.
Yeah, no doubt.
I can tell. And by the way, if you're a liberal and you take it from us, I'm not going to be offended.
No, nope.
I can tell. We're going to get Mike Spiraz up next. He thinks like us. That's who we want to deal with. And we need to start to bond together and work together. It's ridiculous. They're going to move the Major League Baseball All-Star Game because they're asking people for an ID to vote. I'm the governor of that state, say take a long walk off a short pier and get out of here. Bye.
Yep. I love how Delta Airlines said the same thing. Wow, we may have to change our hub.
Why don't you?
I'm sorry. Correct me if I'm wrong, Delta, but do I not need a license to get into the airport to get onto your plane?
Yeah.
I
mean, like two or three times?
Ridiculous. All right, you got to take a very short break, folks. Again, if you need to start the week, thefinancialguys.com, 833-FIN-GUYS is the number at the office. We'll be right back on the other side. We'll check in with Mike Spiraza here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at *930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back, Financial Guys. Mike Lomas, live in studio today. If you need us again throughout the week, folks, we do manage money for a living. Go to our website again at thefinancialguys.com, or you can reach us 833-FIN-GUYS. And I got to say, we'll talk in the next hour a little bit about this new health seal that they're rolling out, along with the Excelsior Pass and the global vaccine
Excelsior Pass
requirements. Yeah, it's just crazy.
So why are we vaccinating everybody to end COVID? So what, we can get a pass?
Yes. This is right off of, based off of China's social credits.
Yep.
Exactly what
is. You don't have to get the pass, you won't be able to go see a Bills or a Sabres game without it.
Exactly.
Oh, you don't have to get the pass, but you won't be able to go through an airport without it.
So now they're talking about, we're going to put the seal on your door. Like, you're a health. I can tell you what seal we're putting on our door. And the seal we're going to create for folks is that we're going to put a conservative-owned business seal. You know, you've seen the black-owned businesses. Target's now promoting. Did you ever see this? You go right to the website, go on their app. They're shopping the app and looking for something. It pops up. You know, shop the category of black-owned businesses, which, sadly, I think is going to backfire on, right?
How about the –
Here's who I would
do this with. Do the best job?
How about this?
How about I don't care what your color of skin is.
That's right.
Just do the best job.
How about this?
How about that?
How about we're going to create a conservative-owned business. I don't care if you're black, you're white, you're purple, you're male, you're female, you're Japanese. I don't care, right? If you're conservative and you have the same values that made America great, right? That's what we're looking for. Well, we'll create a seal for that. You can put that on your door, and that way liberals know to stay away.
Yeah, and
you can put it right there.
By the way, encourage people to go to businesses that think like us. I go to Bravo Cafe in Elma all the time. I would encourage Seneca and Transit. You know why? Because I know the owners there. They think like me. I love it. They do an awesome job. Great food, by the way, if you're out in Elma. I think they're the only restaurant that made it in Elma through the communist takeover called COVID. But Great job, but they think like me. Love it. Love it. Yeah, great food. Crazy. Awesome environment. Go use them. Make sure you spend some money there.
Yeah. Before the top of the hour, let's sneak in Mike Spiraza and find out what is going on in the world of home and auto. I know he's got a couple stories to share. So, Mike, how are you? Thanks so much for holding. Sorry it took us so long to get to you.
No, you're good. You're good. No, I just wanted to say a little personal story that has nothing to do with auto and home insurance, but I went to shop my cell phone this morning, my cell phone plan. I haven't done that in about 5 years. I ended up doing that today and saved myself about $100 a month on my cell phone bill. And the reason I'm mentioning that story is that's what happens in our world with home and auto insurance too. You get stuck paying that monthly bill. It goes on auto pay and you don't realize you're overpaying for something that you could, you know, pay far less for. So
no doubt
that all the time, same type of thing, shop it around, make sure you're still in a good position. And we had a couple this week, just to name a few dollars of savings here, but $750, $630, $225, $680. So just a few examples this week of shopping around and saving your money.
It really makes a difference when you start to look at all the things you spend money on. If you're someone who's a little bit of a budget nut, you can. I mean, I just did the same thing with my cell phone bill. Unfortunately, I dropped mine in the pond, so you know I had to go into AT&T. But the guy was like, "Listen, I can change your plan. We have a new plan now. It'll save you like $50 a month." Well, $50 a month is $600 a year. It's real money, right?
Yeah.
You save $600 on your homeowner, $600 on your cell phone bill, and next thing you know, it's $100 a month. That's
And home and auto. You took a check for it. Jill K. I saw on the website, $1,700 you saved her for the year. That's a lot of money. A lot of money.
Yeah, that was last week. And on that one, we actually added an umbrella too and doubled their coverage on the auto. So that was one of our better stories from last week with $1,700. And, you know, people feel that they're so happy when they're done talking to you because that's real money back in their pocket every year, right? I mean, that's something that people can put that money and use it on something else. If their furnace goes or you name it, they can spend it, groceries, whatever.
Yeah, well, things like that are going higher too, right? So groceries are going up. Well, they say there's no inflation, yet everything's going, you know, gas prices, thanks to Mr. O'Biden, we're now at, what, three-something, 325
on our way to $4, yeah. Right? All to help the poor and the middle class.
Yeah, we'll be at $4 by at least by Memorial
summer,
Day,
probably,
for sure, right?
Yep. Yep, all to help the poor and the middle class doing a bang-up job there.
Well, the tax increases will help the poor.
No doubt.
That'll for sure. And if not, the minimum wage increases, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, no, that'll save them.
All right, Mike.
Hey, Mike, the number, the website, I appreciate it.
Yep, I just want to mention one more thing, too. For the month of April, if you come in and get quoted over the phone or in person, you enter a drawing into $150 at Russell Steakhouse. So I just want to mention that if you get quoted in the month of April, you can enter to win a $150 gift card to Russell's. If you want to give us a call, 633-1515 or 855-TFG-AUTO. And the website is www.tfghomeandauto.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend. Have a happy Easter. We'll see you next week. We'll be right back. Whole another hour to go, folks. Financial Guys on Radio Network.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Oh, it's not a swindle. What you do is, see, you give them all your credit card numbers, and if one of them is lucky, they'll send you a prize.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Stop it! Stop it! Don't you realize you've just been brainwashed by corporate propaganda?
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Lisa's a grade A moron.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys. Hour number two, less call and guess, which means we have more time for your calls this hour. So line them up, and we will take them at 1-800-616-9236. I can't help but mention the if you're listening in the Buffalo market versus Rochester, the ABC News updates that are just
doom and gloom,
just propaganda. Like, oh, we're gonna have a now with everyone traveling and this dangerous new strain, and we may have an uptick 10 to 14 days.
It's gonna catch you.
You said the same thing at Thanksgiving, same thing at Christmas.
It's gonna catch you.
Good God, live
it's
your
gonna
life.
Catch you. Enough live your enough. Life. You better have your safety precautions. No, you have your safety precautions. How about that? How about you do you and I'll do me?
This,
how about that?
This
How about
is,
that?
These
I'll
are...
do me. I'll just, I'll be me. I'll be Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle.
No, no,
I'll
not
be
in the,
you
no,
do
no,
you.
No, no.
You wear your matching face diaper. No. Get your favorite team on it.
No,
have
no.
Have it match your trousers. That do whatever doesn't... you want to do. Have it match your boxers. Hey, you know what? You know,
wait till we're all wearing uniforms.
Whatever you want to do. Yeah, you, that's
that doesn't,
exactly right.
That doesn't fit the Communist Chinese Party, Mike.
No.
That's... What we have now is we have absolute, you know, I'm telling you, communist influence
absolutely.
Of our leadership in this country.
Easy to take over the United States of America. It was really amazing to me to see how many people said, oh, Andrew, here's some power. No problem. Yeah. Oh, you want me to wear a face diaper all the time and smash my local restaurant down? But it's okay for Antifa to go just destroy things and burn down cities?
You can't
no
have.
No problem.
You can't have individuality when it comes to communism. Everybody has to wear a face mask.
Yeah.
Everybody has to fall in line.
You'll have
We're now going to have this Excelsior Pass, which is basically modeled exactly off of the Chinese social credit system. So I will not participate. I'm telling you right now, this guy right here, I'm resisting, folks. Yeah. I expect, or at least I hope, that most people in America,
well,
at least
not.
The 80 million that voted for Trump, will do the same thing.
No,
because
they're not.
Is the line
you can
to
see,
draw.
You,
I don't care if you've gotten your vaccine. Maybe you believe in the vaccine. My parents got the vaccine. My in-laws got the vaccine.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, whatever. You do you again, right?
Yeah.
But I even if you have the vaccine and you are 100% believer in the vaccine, and I'm not anti-vaccine, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to show my papers.
I'm anti-papers.
I'm anti-tyranny. How about that? I'm anti-communism. How about that?
Right.
I'm not going to show my papers every single time,
it's
right?
It's for the good of everybody.
No, not doing it.
It's for the
not
good of everybody.
It. Not doing it. Should we now wear our religion on our sleeves so I know who to support? Should we have conservative or liberal markings, right? Because I'm telling you, the funny thing is this cancel culture.
If you're a liberal... You can go to the Sabres game.
Yeah.
If you're a conservative,
so
much.
See how that goes for you guys.
Yeah.
See, figure out who actually supports businesses, the Bills, the Sabres, right? Who actually gets up in the day and goes to work and supports these types of things. I can assure you, if we've picked the right side of the market, I can tell you that, right? We work with conservatives. We work with like-minded people. Thank the good Lord. That's all I can say.
Yep.
All right, let's play a little clip of Mark Paul and Cars here.
This
and,
is great, by the
Channel
way.
4. Hats off to Dave McKinley for, you know, actually asking the stuff. I mean, honest with you, legitimate question, right? I mean, he makes fun of it with the pork chop thing, but legitimate question. I mean, why are you spending all this money when it should be going to businesses and maybe healthcare? You know, not Narcon, but, you know, maybe something actually COVID-related.
Yeah.
But instead, you're collecting fines, you're collecting overtime, you're collecting government money, and you're spending it on the health department and yourselves. Nice job. Here is Dave McKinley at the latest press conference, if you can call it that.
But you got, like, Mihailu talking about, you know, expenditures less than two, like pork chops. I didn't even know you cared for them. That you liked them, but
next question to Channel 4. I mean, that is complete bull, and you should be embarrassed, David. Channel 4.
Complete bull,
play it again?
And you should be embarrassed.
Play it again. I didn't even know you liked them.
But you got, like, Mihailu talking about, you know, expenditures less than two, like pork chops. I didn't even know you cared for them. That you liked them, but
next question to Channel 4. I mean, that is complete bull, and you should be embarrassed, David.
No, who should be embarrassed?
You.
You should be embarrassed,
Mark,
for spending taxpayer money and allowing it to be spent by your health. By the way, who owns the business? Who owns the pizzeria that got the $45,000 bump in sales last year?
Yeah.
Right? Is that a big donor to you, Mark? Is that a big donor to the Democrat Party, Mark? I'm just wondering because I don't know. It just seems awfully odd that, you know, tens of thousands of dollars of revenue and business were directed to just a couple of places.
Yeah.
That seems to me like you're, I don't know, maybe rewarding people for political contributions or something. Yeah. I'm just saying, either way, it's wrong no matter how you slice
it,
right?
You should be
embarrassed. Don't spend that money.
You should be embarrassed by telling people they're going to die and you better hide and you better not get caught out without a mask, and then you're on the ice with your mates.
Right.
You're out golfing
and
drinking beer with your mates.
Maybe he's less worried.
Oh, yeah. How is it, Mark, that this virus is so deadly that it's just not going to kill you and your buddies when you drink, but me and my friends, if we get together, we'll be dead.
Well,
right?
It's about killing other people, though, Mike. It's about putting our seniors at risk. Was he not putting our seniors at risk when he was pictured with his golf buddies in one big group photo?
Not him.
Was he not putting seniors at risk when he was skating on the ice? Look, folks, I'm not stupid, okay? And I tell you what, our listeners are not stupid either. And I think most of us, if not all of us, are pretty sick and tired of being told what to do. And so I think now is the time to say, it's been a year.
Yep.
We have the benefit of hindsight.
80%.
We know
we're
the
at
80%
numbers. Herd immunity at this point.
We know where the cases were coming from as by King Cuomo's own admission.
Yep.
In that which I think Bob Lonsbury was one of the first out in Rochester to call it out and say, wait a minute, whoa, look at this slide with all the numbers cases were coming from.
I will say Bob called it out. Bob does an awesome job, by the way. I love the show, but we actually predicted it. We actually last March, we said, watch and see how this is going to all be BS. Which
we were
absolutely 1,000% spot on, right? And what did we do? We brought on frontline COVID doctors that were telling, hey, look, this hydroxychloroquine is actually working, right?
Yeah, can't have that.
Dr. Erickson, there's going to be low death rate, high counts, right? We know that. We showed you the data from the CDC that 94 to 96% of these people would have died anywhere. Very few people died of COVID. They died with COVID. The only way I'm dying of COVID is if I happen to be in a car accident with COVID in me, as you've said.
Well, when things started to settle down a little bit back in January, they changed the numbers, or they changed the way they calculated them, I should say. They changed the way they were counting them to say, if you had COVID any time within the last 30 days. So if you have a diagnosis of COVID this week and you get, you know, you get better next week and you're back to work and everything's going good, and then you get in a head-on car crash, but because you had COVID in the previous 30 days, that came right from the CDC in January. So when the numbers start to calm down, they change the criteria, folks.
Right, and did you notice what Cuomo's doing now? Hey, I'm opening stuff. No, you're not.
No,
you're opening what? You opened up with the Buffalo Sabres?
Listen,
you can see
we have
10%, by the way. He goes, I'm opening up theaters. And you know you're not. Who wants to go?
No.
Who wants to go see a rock concert with a face diaper on?
Well,
nobody,
what?
Right? Who wants to go see the you know what I do? I go to the Buffalo Sabres. They're going with my daughters, and we like ice cream, and we're hanging out and fun. Or I'm going with a buddy, and I want to get a beer. I don't want to go there with a face diaper. And then what you do is you say, oh, we're at 10% capacity? Really? 1,700 people in an arena that fits 17,000? You're saying that's open?
Let me ask you a question. How many sports teams do they have in China? I mean, they have some, right? The basketball league and stuff like that, right? I mean, they have some leagues and whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine, you know, in this country, if we decide that we're going to have, you know, vaccination passports, who shows up to the Sabres game?
Nobody.
Seriously.
Nobody.
Especially the way they're playing,
let's be honest. Yeah,
like,
nobody shows up now because they stink anyways. But
if they were great, though? If you have to have a passport, I mean, that's... I guess I'm curious.
That's where his
maybe we can ask
is,
the question
right?
of our
that's
listeners.
Where his lie is. Like, well, we're open. No, you're not. Open open is you let me do what I want to do. I walk in, meaning I'm going to be respectful to your place, your private business, but I'm not showing up with things wrapped around my head and being afraid that I can't have a beer. You go to a Bills game or what? You get like the face mask police, you know, circling
communism. It's like communism.
Yes,
I'm telling you.
Exactly.
They're
what
walking
it is.
The aisles to make sure nobody is out of line.
Mask.
Think about it. I mean, folks, this is the line right here and right now.
It is the hill to die
If
on.
We do not stop it here, we will never stop it, folks.
Yep.
We'll be told what to do, when to do it,
forever.
When we can leave. Look at what's going on in Canada. It's worse than New York.
New
York to Canada.
Ontario's on their third shutdown. Let me let you in on a little secret, you Canadians. It didn't work the first two times. It's not going to work the third.
God.
Unreal.
It really is. It really is amazing. And you have health experts throughout the world saying, It was a travesty. It was wrong. Yeah. We made a huge mistake. Yeah. We could never do it again. Yeah. And yet here we are. We're doing more of it.
And here's what they're not interviewing health experts. What they're interviewing is bureaucrats. They're interviewing professors, right?
Yeah, bureaucrats.
Never do you see frontline COVID doctors on TV. Why? Because when they come on here, they tell you the truth.
Right.
The truth is that high case count, very low death.
We could all be back at work.
High case count, yes. Very low death. They don't want to hear the truth.
All right, we got to take a break. Tony and John, you are up on deck, I promise. Very short 2-minute break. We'll go right back to the phones. If you need us throughout the week, folks, give us a call at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, or go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. If you want to join us here, we do have a few open lines. We'll clean them up on the other side. 1-800-616-9236. We'll be right back. You've got the Financial Guys on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at star 930.
All right, welcome back. Okay. Got the Financial Guys.
You brought up a good point, though. Why does Gail Bernstein need to hand out Narcan? Didn't Paul and Carlos send out the message of no drugs?
Don't do cocaine.
Oh.
I said it last year. I ended up as a meme.
That was cocaine. Okay.
My face ended up on a T-shirt.
Is it Narcan? What's Narcan for heroin?
I was serious.
Narcan's heroin, right?
Narcan, I believe, is heroin or maybe fentanyl. Okay. I think it counteracts opioids in general. I'm not exactly sure. Mm. I don't carry it myself. Yeah.
Well, hey, look, good news is
I hate to say it, but if I see somebody in distress, I'm probably going to dial 911. Yeah, I'm not a paramedic, and I'm not a...
Well, apparently now you can get it for free now in Erie County. So.
Yeah.
For those of you in Rochester, yes, this is true.
Apparently, you still have to pay for the butter lamb, however.
Yeah.
So do not go to the butter lamb lady and expect a butter lamb.
No, that's not free.
No, that's not free. No. I tell you what, though, if they
get some Narcan with the butter lamb. I think if you're going to go, you might as well get the trifecta,
you might as well.
Right?
Just stop by on the way.
Yeah.
All right, let's pick up the phone lines here. If you want to join us, 1-800-616-9236. We'll go to John in Rochester, who's been patiently waiting. And Tony, you're up on deck. John, how are you?
Hey, guys. Happy Easter to both of you.
Thanks, you too.
To the both of you. That's what I got to say. But listen, you've been talking about all these outrageous behavior by the Biden administration and Cuomo's administration and government in general right now. But the real fuel to this is the media. We've got, as you guys know, the Buffalo News. We've got the Democrat and Chronicle here in Rochester. We've got National Public Radio, WXXI, here in Rochester. It's unbelievable the propaganda that comes out every single day out of these media sources.
Every day in every place, John. Yep. You just heard it at the top of the hour. Well, you're probably listening in Rochester, but for those in Buffalo, you just heard it, right?
Oh,
the new strain, the new variant. Yeah. We'll know, was everyone traveling for Easter in 10 to 14 days if we have a huge spike?
Yeah.
Come on. It's
supposed to be a huge, huge spike in the state of Florida because everybody was out on the
beaches.
Just 2 weeks.
Not
wearing their masks.
I mean, we've been guys, fool us once, right? Down. Shame on us. Fool us twice. Shame on... No, wait a minute.
Shame.
How's it go? Wait, fool us once.
Got to get the Bush
shame
one.
Shame on you. Well, anyway, doesn't matter. But shame on them. That's the end of the story, right?
Shame on someone.
But seriously, like, we've been through this. We didn't get that big bump. We didn't see that huge spike. Like, how many times are we going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe, for God's sake?
We're still falling for it. And conservatives are still falling, right? We hear, well, we're going to put all our safety measures in place. Why? Why do I have to put safety measures in place for somebody else right now? Why do I have to do that? You put safety measures in place for you. If the masks work, tie them around your face. Don't expect me to do that, right? And that's where it's got to stop.
But it's worse than that, though. They're telling people, don't get together with your family
for the holiest
Christian holiday of the year. Yeah. Like, don't see your folks.
No, but sadly, if you want to gather for free condoms,
no problem.
And see Gail Bernstein, who's been paid an extra few $100,000 over the last few months,
that's not a problem at all.
Right.
Crazy.
And then the other part of it is you've got people like Gail Bernstein, her counterpart here in Rochester, Mike Mendoza, and people like Dr. Nielsen, who's the Associate Dean of Medicine at UV. They're perpetuating this myth.
I didn't mean to cut you off, John. You just said it. Professor at UB.
right?
You know what?
Not a frontline COVID doctor, professor UB.
I heard a professor at UB, and I can tell you, I want to get him back on because some of the stuff that he said was absolute quackery. I'm just saying.
Of course.
It had no basis in fact, science, or medicine whatsoever. And Rand Paul has been the only one calling some of this stuff out, right?
Yeah. Well,
you've got two masks on. You've been vaccinated. Yeah. It's theater.
Right.
It's
absolute theater. Right. There should be a reward. You got vaccinated? Great. You're out. You move on with
your
life.
Well, you heard the
right?
Chinese person talking about how they do it in China, talking about how we should be doing it here.
Yeah.
You know, we should take away all their freedom so that there's a reward.
Absolutely.
To get the, give them a little vaccine.
You could do is give them a pass. Like,
yeah.
And then if they're good little boys and girls,
right.
We'll let them go see a Bills game. Oh, good.
Terrible.
Well,
didn't mean to cut you off there.
So over at the UB, the associate dean rejects the idea that these are hard and fact statistics, recent, that New York State's death rate due to COVID or the Chinese virus was 93% higher than the country of Sweden and like 60 or 65% higher than the state of Florida. They reject that and refuse to talk about it. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
They're still talking about New York being the model for the rest of the country.
That's right.
As if California is the economic model for the rest of the country.
That's right.
With the homelessness and the rampant poverty and all that.
And it's amazing. But you know what? The government's not – they are controlling the government, right? In China, the government tells the media what to say. The media now has been brainwashed into this left-wing –
whatever they put out there, whoever puts it out, I don't know what media outlet they all go to.
And Nancy Pelosi
said they all pair it the same
throw
thing.
Throw it
I'll
out. Throw it out there. Doesn't matter. We'll just throw it out there. You don't need to say sorry, right? Yeah. They get away with whatever they want. Look at Andrew Cuomo right now. What are we up to? 10? We're up to 10, right? Yeah. Up to 10. So if he was a conservative Republican, they already would have burned down his house and forced him out of office. But you know what? It's 10 and he's a Democrat. So apparently... Apparently, you listen and believe all women unless they're accusing a Democrat. Then move on with your life.
Right.
Then Dr. Mendoza here in Rochester, who is Bernstein's counterpart in Monroe County, I actually had a face-to-face discussion with him last year. Now, this was before the COVID thing hit, about the dangers of illegal immigration carrying in disease, and he said it's not a problem.
No, not a problem. No, COVID's not a problem, by the way,
with
16 to 20,000 people getting together at the border without masks. Yeah. But it is a problem if you want to go watch a Sabres game.
That's right. Exactly. Makes sense.
Not a problem if you want to be Antifa and smash windows without a mask.
Yeah.
You're a hero.
Right.
However, you want to go watch a Bills game, you want to go watch a concert with your friends and family, going to kill some
ridiculous
people.
You know what's frustrating is, this is permeating into the leadership and companies in the United States.
Yes, it is. You know why? Because they're paranoid of cancel culture, and nobody is stepping up to fight this, right? No conservatives are going, you know what? I'm done with my health precautions, my safety precautions. You want to wear – you do you. You do you. I'm not responsible for you. If John wants to put a face diaper on and wear it all the time, God bless you, John. I'm not doing that. And conservative businesses need to stand up and stop the garbage.
But these aren't conservative businesses. He's talking about
companies talking about the publicly traded ones.
You know, Nike
the very ones, by the way, that got all the resources during this COVID mess, right?
Well, the thing
you're not allowed to go into your mom and pop hardware store.
Right.
However, you can spend money on Amazon and Apple without a problem, right? You can walk into Walmart, no problem there. Who did Walmart give money to? Let's see. Who? Warren Buffett, his rail car companies, they're going to be just fine, right? We're going to shut down the pipeline, but those rail companies will still keep rolling.
Well, think about Target. Target put first of all, they burnt down the Target store in Minneapolis. The Target, you know, put stuff back in. They put a Black Lives Matter poster up. Please don't burn down our store. They burnt it down again, right? Then Target comes back out and says, yeah, you know what? Yeah, we're just not going to open that store again.
Yeah.
Okay? So the shareholders pay the bill, right? Because that's where it goes to. It hits the bottom line of Target, right? And guess what? Guess what that community gets?
Yeah.
A giant parking lot there with nothing there.
A targetless
community.
They get
lost jobs. That's what they get. They get lost economic activity. And Target doesn't care. They just move on. Drop it somewhere else.
Yep.
Right? Anyway, it's time to wise up, folks. John, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, bud.
Keep out the fight, guys.
All right, thanks. This is, by the way, this is Gail Burstein. I love this clip. We got to put this into an intro.
as you're on your way to get your buttered lamb, you can pick up some Narcan.
If you're on your way to get your buttered lamb, you can stop in and pick up some Narcan. And this is like Western New York is like a parody now. This is an SNL skit.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, like if you're down in Florida, by the way, you're listening. It's like what? The health commissioner? On Good Friday? On Good Friday is talking about picking up Narcan with your buttered lamb? Nah, you know what? I don't think so. And you know, and she knows damn well nobody's going to stop by there and go, "Hey, you know what? I just happened to be the neighbor. I heard you're giving out free Narcan. Yeah. I'd like a can. Can I get
honey, I'll catch up with you. You grab the ham. I'm going to get some condoms over here in the Narcan."
It's going to be a good weekend. It's going to be a good weekend.
What a joke! All right,
this is the weekend of drugs and protected sex.
All right, we're going to take a very short break. Tony, you are first up on deck, I promise. We have 30 more minutes to go, folks. We will roll through your calls and questions. 1-800-616-9236.
We pay her, by the way. In Erie County here, we pay her very, very handsomely. Very handsomely. She's up to like almost $500,000, I think, in the last 15, 16 months.
Amazing.
All right. It's a good gig.
Good gig for sure, if you can get it. All right, very short break. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We'll be back.
Forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
You're listening to The Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at *930.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, we are the Financial Guys. There are so many great Cuomo clips from this last year. You know, chicken wings are not a meal. I wish we just had more time to do more intro stuff. We're going to have to staff up and hire another marketing person to get more stuff done.
Jimmy,
where's that? I got that here.
And I'll tell you what, Jimmy.
We've been so busy. We're so blessed, and I can't thank all of our listeners, all of our clients, everyone that supports us and calls our office. I mean, we've hired more folks. We it's been an absolute amazing
20,000 square foot office. It is a conservative safe zone.
This is true.
You can come in. And you can talk politics. It's a conservative space, so you're welcome to come in. It's a conservative safe zone. Don't forget about our podcast, by the way. We release it every Tuesday, and find us on YouTube. Like us there. We need the support, the help. We're going to try to build out that platform to get that message, conservative message out there. So don't forget us, iHeartRadio, radio.com app. You can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, for all the content. I'm going to also plug, Russ Thompson helped us out a lot. Russ, David, and Russ built some pretty cool fire pits. And because the communists are now have shut down 2/3 of the restaurants in town, it's not a bad idea to go out and buy a really quality, cool fire pit. So firepitsandstuff.com. And these are actually good fire pits, not like the garbage ones you get online and then they melt in your backyard. Mm-hmm. These are really, really cool, big custom projects that he can do. So firepitsandstuff.com. And, of course, you know Russ is a conservative, so I would encourage you to do business with people that think like you and think like us. And that's why he's built some pretty cool stuff for us.
And then the after show I want to plug as well today with Pasco County, Florida Sheriff Chris Noko. He is going to be on the Facebook Live after show with Mike and Mike. And then there's a bonus after show. I believe that it'll be streaming. I know it'll be available later on our YouTube channel. A very friendly debate between conservative Stefan Mihailu and liberal attorney Peter Reese. You can find that on our YouTube channel, where you can find all of the TFG after show episodes and our podcast as well. So go to YouTube and look up The Financial Guys, and there you go. All right, let's get back to the phones. As promised, if you want to join us, 1-800-616-9236. Let's welcome Tony, who's been very patiently waiting. Thank you, Tony, for waiting. I appreciate it. How are you?
Oh, everything's roses. Happy Easter, Jim.
Happy Easter to you.
Yeah, you know, this Bernstein, I can't even, before I get into the mess, which is really why I called, I can't even listen to her speak listen to what she just said without starting to sweat. I mean, it's amazing to me that these people have been told they're better than they are, that must have been their whole life, to come out and speak that way. Wouldn't you be embarrassed to say such a stupid thing? And yet people are buying this, and they're not up in arms. Everybody should be in the street screaming right now. What did she just say?
Yeah,
can buy, right. You know, get a pound of ham and a pound of cocaine at the same time. I mean, it's insane.
Unreal. She's on a salary, by the way.
Huge.
And a salary position. Huge. But a salary position is, you know, hey, look, it. There's certain times where we're not in a COVID type of environment and you're going to work less. And then something like COVID hits and we're going to expect you to work more. Uh-uh, not her. Not her. She's racking up all kinds of overtime. And to your point, how are the taxpayers just not out? I'm sick. We have people leaving this town to Western New York every 2.5 hours. Why?
It's going to be 2.5 minutes pretty
because
soon.
Because they're wasting money on folks like this. They're hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah. They've ordered pork chops for themselves.
Right. Right. Raw. Not only cooked, like, I was kind of hungry for lunch.
Yeah.
They took them home.
No.
Unless they have they have a stove and a kitchen there.
These are people, by the way, that are getting record amounts of overtime. They've got plenty of money to go to Wegmans and buy their own food. Yeah, you know, they want to help somebody, help the restaurants, help the salons,
well,
help the gym owners.
What they help, that's
yeah, they
for
help
sure.
themselves. That's unreal. Right. Well, disgusting. And then her economic her Easter deal is to hand out condoms and Narcan.
You can't make this stuff up.
Narcan. What a joke.
Right. Well, they're wrapped up in their fantasies. They're not watching that people are at the precipice. What it's going to take. This is part of the reason why I called to try to get everything in at once again. They are at the precipice. They need just that little push. You know, I was in the restaurant business 20 years, and you could bet if any one of them would have walked in when I was in that business, I wouldn't have served them. Any bureaucrat, anyone that's not helping Western New York get back on their feet and opening this city and this state up.
Yeah, I agree. I'll tell you what, Mark walked into my restaurant, get out.
Right.
Get out.
No question.
Gail Bernstein, get out. I'm not serving you.
Real estate,
no question.
Real estate now, and you could bet if they walk in my office, I have auto business. If they walk in there, I'm not going to sell them a car. I'll refuse. Yeah. I'm going to give you a car so you can go around and shut us down. I mean, everything that they're doing is a contradiction. Even that carousel, that other ridiculous thing. Why did you put that up? So you can shut it down because of COVID? What are all these new things you're implementing when you got us all shut down? What is it supposed to mean?
We're going to get to a point there where you're going to see they want to put a health seal on each door. And you know what that means? That means you're following along like a good little soldier and following along with the Chinese Communist Party playbook. We're going to create a conservative seal to say this is a conservative business where individual liberty and freedom matters, right? That's what we're going to come to, is where we're all going to be doing business with each other, conservatives, and all the liberals can do business with themselves. Great.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, the people are right at the edge. You know, like the, what is it, the 1791 Society, 1691?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Those organizations have the ability to get the people together. Like I said, I'm in the gym 6 days a week. You can bet that if I walked in and said, hey, guys, you hear what's going on? We don't have to wear our mask. 99.9 will drop them on the floor and never wear it again. It takes that little bit of push to get, just like they did in Florida.
Yeah. Now, though, is you got bullies, Tony, and you got bullies like Gail Bernstein, bullies like Marpo, and that's what they are.
And giving the health department and the liquor authority.
Yeah, they're the toadies.
Yeah.
Right? So King Cuomo's the bully, and Mark Poloncar's the little toady. And sadly, they intimidate people. I mean, when you walk into a restaurant and you don't have your mask on, they look around as if they might get struck by lightning, right? It's like, oh, my God, you can't be in here.
Right.
You can't be standing here at the bar without a mask on.
They
could be sneaking in the back door right now. I mean,
And they are.
The fear in their voices is like that poor little kid on the school ground that waiting for the bully to steal their lunch money and punch him in the mouth.
By the way, it's so wrong.
The
gym owners can take the masks off. Robbie De Niro proved that.
That's right.
He said, I'm not wearing a mask. This is my gym. If you don't want to come in here because you feel it's unsafe, don't come in.
They don't have the legal authority. Robbie has proved that. These restaurants owners have proved that. These law firms have proved that.
Yep.
Every single case has been won that's been filed. There's not a single case yet that I know of that they've really lost, right? That's what it takes. Everybody else needs to follow. Enough is enough. Folks, if we don't draw the line in the sand, we are all going to have our papers at the handy to be handy. We won't be able to get into a grocery store.
Yep.
We won't be able to get into a restaurant.
That's right.
We won't be able to get into an airport. You will be frozen out of society if you don't have your social credit report on your phone AKA the Excelsior pass, AKA the vaccine passport, or whatever these globalists want to call it.
And by the way,
this is the place to draw the line in the sand. This is the hill to die on, folks.
For those of you, the folks that, I'm just going to be leaving New York. You won't, because you won't be able to sell your house. You will not be able to sell your house. That's where it's going to
get. Well, they're going to put the wall up pretty soon. They'll keep you in. It'll feel like East Germany.
Yep.
Tony, you got the last word, bud.
You know, gentlemen, we are many. They are few. I talk to people every day. The biggest thing that, even at the auctions, when you go purchase vehicle, because I'm a car dealer too, you got to see the regiment. They want you in mask. I'm in a place that's wide open, 40 acres of open space, and they want you to wear a mask.
Right. Yeah. Right.
People got to take it upon, and because they're so frightened, it just takes that little push.
Yep. Well, people need to start pushing. It's time.
It's time.
Right. Right.
Because
it's time.
Because
it's
they're
been
taking
a year.
More and more.
It's time. And it's worse and worse. Right.
It's worse
we
and worse.
We are now at 80% herd immunity in this country, meaning that either folks have had it or they've been vaccinated for it. Right. But they're still scaring people, and they're still forcing you to wear a mask. Yeah. The health department is still sneaking in like little dirtbags into the restaurants here in Erie County, right? And they're dirtbags, folks, because they won't come on here and defend themselves. No. I've asked them to come to my office. I've asked them to come on here. I've gone down to the health department. They will not answer to anybody, and they continue to rack up massive amount of overtime, and we continue to listen to them. We have to fight. Somebody texted
Crazy.
Us. This is the same troll.
Thank you, Tony. I really appreciate it.
He listens every week. I won't say his phone number, but the financial guys, at any point, is there financial advice? No, just like last week, no. And the year before, and the week before. Right?
That's hilarious.
He says some pretty nasty words to us. Yeah. But the mental midget is you, my friend, because you tune in each and every week. I will say tune in next week because you help our ratings, and I love that.
That's right. Hey, a couple of texts real quick, too. Where can I get that Butter Lamb and Narcon clip? I'll post that to our Twitter feed and our Facebook page. If you don't have either of those, you feel free to call me at the office, and we will email or text it out to you either way. So
the clip, by the way, are masks required inside the building at your office? No, they're not. If you want to wear one, you wear one, but they're not required. Hello, Finn guys. Where can I get the Stefan cut up?
Yeah, that's the one I just said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was reading the other one. Okay, so that's our Facebook page.
So so go to our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and you can go to our website. You can find all the links there at thefinancialguys.com. Let's sneak in Nick from Ontario, who's been patiently waiting. Nick, you're live with the Financial Guys. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Fantastic. Thanks.
Hey, I just was listening to you guys. I do listen to you guys every weekend. Good show, but I was hearing your comment on the Canada lockdowns. I'm from Ontario, and actually for the times that actually they were implemented, the cases did go down. Did they eliminate it? No, but the cases actually did go down every time.
But did they go down because of the lockdowns? Or did they just go down because now I can tell you in the States.
Didn't work here.
In the places, let's take Texas, for example. Texas just took off the masks and the rates went down.
Yeah,
places like Florida and Georgia, to your point, Mike, they opened up the lockdowns and the rates went down. So. Yeah. Either way, was it worth it though? Let's say you're right though, Nick. Let's just say that you lock people down and the rates drop. Is it worth it?
Well, I mean, it's tough. Like I'm not a business owner, so I definitely do sympathize with everything that's going on, and I do think there are some things that can be changed. Like for example, big businesses that can stay open, but little businesses can't. But then schools can. I get it. It definitely does contradict everything, because you can't, how can you have it one way but not the other? I totally get that, and it's not a perfect plan by all means. It's not perfect, and I don't think it can ever be perfect, but for myself, I do believe that the cases did go down because there was less traffic going
so you would support another lockdown. So if Ontario came out and said we need to lock down again, you would say okay?
Yes, I would, but I would say that there has to be rules
in
place.
Now, Nick, I'm sorry.
We're not in a complete shutdown. We're not. I mean, there are businesses that are open.
Sure. But Nick, enjoy your communism, dude. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to allow a government official to tell you when you can go out and when you can't, when you can go to a business and when you can't, when you can open and when you can't, just move to China, man.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you, but I'm not living that life. So God love you, Nick. I appreciate your call. I really do. And but I can't live like that.
Yeah, so. I can tell you here, Nick, thanks in the States call, that drug overdoses are up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Homicides are up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So it's not just COVID in a box.
That's
it's
exactly
not
right.
That, you know, oh well, we saved grandma who's 99 years old, who the CDC is saying would have passed away anyways. But yet we've lost, you know, double the amount of children in drug overdoses.
I'm pretty sure there's direct flights from Toronto to Beijing, Nick. I you may want to. Yeah. I love you, buddy, but that's how it starts, man. Well, it's okay. The government says no more. Our government sold guns to Mexican drug cartels, folks. Look at the history. Governments are not pure as the driven snow. The bigger the government gets, the more corrupt and evil it becomes. Look at the things our government has done. I'm not just talking about Obama, folks. I'm talking about Bush. I'm talking about Cheney.
Yeah, big government.
I'm talking about big government. I never thought our government would have secret prisons around the world either, but they did, right?
Even the best of government intentions.
They do, still.
And never end up working.
No.
Never end up working.
It's not good. Look at, folks, this is why our founding fathers and the framers of our constitutions were so brilliant in how they knew. We have forgotten what tyranny is like, folks. We had to fight for our freedom, and it wasn't handed to us, right?
Yeah. By the
this
way,
being taken away from us, we're not getting it back unless we fight for it back.
The harsh lockdowns in Canada did not work.
No.
I'm looking at some of the numbers here.
They made you feel good.
So comparing it to Sweden, by the way, who did just the opposite.
Lord.
And the Canadian numbers are way, way worse.
I don't care if
Sweden.
They did work, though, Mike. I don't care if they do work.
But they're not looking at COVID.
Right.
When they say they worked, okay, well, clearly they didn't, right? I mean, you were looking at Sweden as doing just the opposite with way better numbers than Canada, right? You look at the states here where Florida, I find it hard to believe that Florida had half the deaths of New York, but it all of a sudden worked in Canada where it didn't work anywhere else.
Yeah,
but now that I'm looking through some of these articles,
well, look
it didn't
at Peru.
Work there.
Peru, they
if
had.
It worked. By the way, if it worked, they wouldn't be on a third shutdown.
That's right.
To me, if you locked everybody down, which they did in Canada, by the way, they were actually going in and arresting people for having house parties. If it worked the first time. If it worked, then the first time it should have worked, right? The second time it should have worked, right? We shouldn't be on a third wave of lockdowns if it worked.
But you look at Peru that had the most draconian lockdowns at a 4% death rate.
And
you cannot make that correlation.
And by the way, you can't say, Canada, it worked, but all these people came over the border. No, the borders are shut.
Borders are shut in Canada.
Our borders are open on the other end,
but
you can walk right across the border in Mexico. By the way, did you see somebody $60,000 worth of heroin stuffed in a burrito?
One burrito?
Yeah.
That's a big burrito.
That is a big burrito.
That's one big burrito.
Yeah. We posted it on our Facebook page. Hilarious.
Oh,
yeah.
By the way,
whose desks are those on? Those desks are you liberals, right?
No doubt.
The drug overdoses that are now coming across the border because we're allowing these people to just walk
this is food for thought, folks. How many folks out there that are listening know somebody who has passed away from COVID? If you do, I my sympathies to you. Now, let me ask a different question. How many of you know somebody who has passed away from an opioid overdose?
Mm-hmm.
I think the numbers, just ask yourself that question, folks, and then think about the policies that are in place right now with the border and the policies that are in place
right now
with COVID.
Those are on you liberals. You're
terrible.
The open border, folks.
Terrible.
Those deaths are on you, my friend.
All right, we got to take a very short break. Chris, I'm dying to hear your response. John and Easter Roy, you're up on deck as well. We will get to you both, I promise, gentlemen. Please stick with us. If you need us throughout the week, folks, if you think like us, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, or you can reach us at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS. All right, very short break. We'll come back with the last segment here. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. We are the Financial Guys here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
It's a write-off for them.
How is it a write-off?
They just write it off.
Write it off what?
Jerry, all these big companies, they write off everything.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Do you?
No, I don't.
But they do. And they're the ones writing it off.
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at *930.
All All right, welcome back. Final segment of the Financial Guys. Again, if you need us throughout the week, folks, thefinancialguys.com or 833-FIN-GUYS if you think like us. Don't forget the after show with Mike and Mike. I've got some great guests on. And
Sheriff out of Florida today. So absolutely. Please, 3:15-ish or so, Facebook Live. So make sure you like us on Facebook for sure.
No doubt. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's sneak in the rest of them here and make sure we clean up the lines. We'll go to John in East Aurora. Hi, John. Thanks for holding.
Hey, you bet. I'll tell you, if you want the truth, listen to you guys.
I appreciate that.
Just right on. And I it's tough to find conservative people here in the Western New York area. But I wanted to say, I heard this week, and check me if I'm wrong, but the word mandate only applies, I know, in the federal government. I don't know about Dictator Cuomo, but in the federal government, government mandates only apply to government employees, not to the common people like you and me. Mm-hmm. Have you heard anything like that?
I don't know. I'm not an attorney, so I don't know. All I do know is that in every single case that these attorneys have brought against King Cuomo, they have won, right? So it seems to me that the capricious or arbitrary or whatever they use as the argument, you know, is the attorneys, I think it was Steve Cohen who said, we're beating them with their own data.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know, if these are how legal these things are. I don't know, you know, some of these fines have not been challenged yet. But that's a great question, John. If somebody knows the answer, please call in.
Yeah, I forget where I ran across it. I think Telegram or someone made some comment.
Yeah, could be.
Maybe mandates doesn't equal the law.
Mm-hmm. So that's right.
If the listeners know, but any law that's passed on the federal level, state level, it doesn't matter, local level, even if it's a law, if it comes against the Constitution, it's negated. We don't have to give away our constitutional rights.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Yep, absolutely right.
And we need spot
to
on.
And now is the time to fight to save those.
Yeah, this is the line in the sand.
Again, this is it.
Make no mistake, folks.
This is it.
This is it, right? If we go to social credits and vaccine passports,
safety
we're in trouble.
Precautions, when we have to constantly worry about other people, you worry about you.
Yeah, no
you
doubt.
Worry about you. You want to wear a face mask, you wear a face mask. If they work, I won't spit through it. I assure you of
no
that.
No doubt. John, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, have a great one, John. Let's go to Chris in Ontario. Chris, you are live with the Financial Guys. Thank you for holding.
Hey, guys. I am from Ontario, as you know, and that fellow calling from Ontario, it is a friggin' disaster up here.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 2% of our population vaccinated. We have an idiot for a prime minister.
Yep. Yes, you do. Less than 2% are vaccinated. It must be that good free healthcare system you got up there, huh?
Yeah. Sure. In Ontario, all of Ontario, we have about 1,000 ICU beds available for the whole province. 15 million friggin' people. Listen to this. As we get up to 400 people in ICU for COVID, that's when they decide to shut. That's what they're worried about, is because they're worried about overwhelming our system. It's a friggin' disaster here.
How many times in the last 12 months has Ontario healthcare system been overwhelmed?
It's always overwhelmed. We had
there
was a fellow on. He used to be the minister of health back in 1987 to 1997. He was on the radio the other day. He said that this system is always 100% of capacity. In flu season, it's always 110% capacity.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Never underwhelmed.
Yeah, you don't have the resources to support it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's socialism at its best, and it's the result of socialism.
Same
and
thing in England.
Government-run healthcare.
Yeah,
right?
Shortages, rationing.
I'll tell you one thing. It works pretty well as long as you're healthy.
Right. Yeah, it's great if you're healthy.
Actually,
no
it doesn't even work good there because your taxes are outrageous.
Right. Yeah, no, great point.
And when
though,
I buy a pizza there, it's like triple the cost.
Yeah. Yeah. A case of beer is like, $85. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. How do you live?
I don't know. Brutal. Anyway, thank you so much, Chris. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the honesty, Chris.
Let's sneak in Dolores. Dolores in Hamburg. Hi, Dolores. How are you? Oh, I lost Dolores.
They can't even come over
Dominic.
The border and pay for it. That's the tough part, right? Canadians, now the border's shut. Before, they could come over and pay for the health care.
Right.
Which is what they do.
Now they can't. All right, who do we got? Dominic on his cell phone. Hey, Dominic, how are you?
Hey, I'm here.
Go ahead, Dominic. You're live on the air, buddy.
Yeah. What they're this marking and this rating and the stickers now, isn't this the Star David? Isn't this Warsaw all over again?
It's not good. I mean, it's not a good. This is why I'm so adamant about this, Dominic, is that this is for all these Republicans, right, with zero spine, that have said, well, the masks aren't the hill to die on. Yep. Well, the lockdowns aren't the hill to die on. Well, closing the economy is not the... This, my friends...
It's the hill.
This is the hill.
It's the hill.
This is the line in the sand.
We're at
to
the
say
point.
Enough is enough.
We're at the
because
point. We've got 80% herd immunity, and they're still coming on saying,
look,
oh,
at,
we're going to have a spike.
At,
you
but,
better hide.
But this
the
is,
people are going on vacation this week. But we got to get this pass out sooner rather than later so we can track you.
Right. Well, that's the problem, right? So yeah. if all of a sudden now, here's what they can say. Well, guess what? You don't have the pass. Yeah, you're frozen out of society completely.
Yeah, no,
right?
You're not going to school. You're not going to be able to use the libraries. You're not going to go to a
and
Bills
again,
or Sabres
I'm not
game.
Anti-vax. Not don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm anti-show me your papers.
Well,
I'm anti-tyranny.
It should
yeah,
be.
You're right, Star David.
Yeah, it should be. We're not anti-vax. You want to go do you. You
right,
want to go get
you.
Your vaccine? Go get your vaccine, right? If you don't, you don't, right?
It's ridiculous. Dominic, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, my father-in-law, who's still alive, he's 95 years old, living in Florida, former Waffen SS, got captured at Stalingrad in 1943.
Wow.
And he says, he feels, we're on the road to tyranny.
Yeah, well, conservatives need to step up.
We're not just on the road. We're there.
Yeah,
like, it's time for us to claw back.
Burn the mask. Look at it. You want to wear a mask? You wear a mask. You do you, will do us. Okay? That's where it needs to go. You conservatives need to step up and fight.
Dominic, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Dolores, I'm so sorry. We're not going to be able to get to you. We are out of time. If you need us throughout the week, folks, again, we do manage money for a living. Didn't get to any tax
the after
rates
show,
and things
by the
like
way.
That.
Like us on Facebook. Mike and Mike do a killer job. They got an awesome guest today, Sheriff in Florida.
No doubt. All right. TheFinancialGuys.com, 833-FIN-GUYS. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. Happy Easter, everybody. We'll see you next week here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.